Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Can I speak to Scott Schramm, please?
Oh, Scott Schramm is no longer with us. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yes. Okay. I spoke with him several times. I am looking to find out regarding a line of credit. How does it work or what you can do? You know, I have a business, an optical, wholesale optical business, and I'm looking for $30,000 to $40,000 line of credit. And I want to know what are your requirements and how does it work. I was telling Scott that, you know, I had in the past ACH withdrawals from my credit card, but what I really wanted to do is monthly payments, if possible.
Sure, of course. What's your name, sir?
Silvano Sacal.
Yes, we have the daily, weekly, and monthly options available. What's the name of your business?
Piazza Optical. P as in pizza, IAZZA, Optical.
Okay, let me look up your business really quickly, okay? So that we have a little bit more background.
Is that the only set of bank account you have?
Thanks for your patience. The computer's taking us a little bit longer, but I have you here. Okay. All right, perfect. And just to confirm, the correct address we had on file was 8090 West 23rd Ave, number 1?
No, 8200 Northwest 27th Street, Suite 102.
8200 Northwest
27th Street, Suite 102, Doral, Florida 33122.
Okay, was this the address I had? Was that an old one we had on file?
Yes.
Okay, how long have you been at the current address?
About 3.5 years.
Oh, perfect. What year did you start your business?
In 1994.
Okay. Are you a sole proprietor, or are you an LLC? Are you incorporated?
No, it's incorporated. It's a corporation.
Okay. Are you an S corp or a C corp?
S corp.
Okay. And how many business partners do you have?
I am the only one, but my wife works with me, and I was thinking because my credit is not great, my daughter will co-sign me. She has like a 713 credit score, so I don't know if this is possible.
Does she have any ownership in the business?
No.
Okay, then it might be a little bit more difficult. Sometimes with but just to finance equipment, that's more logical. However, a business loan for the business without an owner, it's usually...
And if I put her in the corporation, if I put her as an officer in the corporation, this will help? Or?
Of course. We'll get to that. You said your credit's not great. Do you know what your score is last time it got checked?
It's a little bit below. It's around 600.
Okay. Okay. I will check with underwriting to see if we can add your daughter, as an officer now and do that, if there's a time constraint or if we would have to wait. But we'll just...
Okay.
See what we can do for you. So I know you told me you had one of the loans that had a daily payment, right?
No, yeah, but not with you.
Right. Do you still have that loan?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Who was that loan with?
Merchant Cash and Capital.
Okay. Okay. Did you say they were taken out of your credit cards?
Yes, they used to take a 15% every day from every time I run a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. This is really what I want to avoid. I want to do a normal monthly payment, you know, with no credit cards or things involved.
Right. No, we don't. We rarely do the credit card merchant loan. It's just some people like that loan, and that's not for you, though. You don't like it, so we won't do that. You know, sometimes we work with business owners, you know, restaurants, other retailers, and they just find it easier. But we don't need to do that for you. We'll just give you a normal business loan. Savannah, I have a contact name. Can you, Andrea Salem?
Is she involved? Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, okay. But she doesn't own any of the business.
Yeah, she owns.
Okay, how much does she own?
I think 50%.
50? Okay, and you have 50?
Yes.
How's your wife's credit?
Maybe like mine or below.
Yeah, usually the same, right?
Yeah.
We see that very often. Husband and wife, when you're business owners, your credit's always the same. Okay. So I guess we can look into adding your daughter. But we could definitely qualify you for a loan without your daughter. Having your daughter on there, you know, I'm not sure how much that's going to help as a co-signer, even as an officer, unless you gave her, you know, 50% ownership or something like that. You know, if you gave 25 from you and 25 from your wife, and then we could just do you and your daughter or something like that. But well, I'll explore some options so we can see what the best move to make is. And can just do you and your daughter on the loan, or you and your wife and your daughter, or whatever will make the file as strong as possible. And so I see you told me that you're a wholesale optical business. So are you using the money for inventory?
Yes.
Okay. How long does it take you to turn your inventory?
Fast. 45 days, 60 days. The money that I will borrow, I will turn it over within 60 days and buy more.
Okay, so we don't need a 3-year loan. We could get you something shorter, maybe a year or 6 months, or what's best for you?
No, I'd rather have a 2-year loan and pay monthly payments of, you know, whatever it is, so I'll feel comfortable, because, you know, when first of all, the interest was astronomical, and that's why I never got into any line of credits anymore with Merchant Cash and Capital. They ripped me off, and I want a regular line of credit, you know, with a regular interest rate. I know it's not going to be the lowest, but I don't want the highest. I want something, you know, more or less normal, so, you know, like, you know, that it's, otherwise I'm not going to do it.
Right. You need a loan that makes sense. But I don't see you qualifying for a revolving line of credit. Right? We always try to approve all of our customers for a line of credit, right? It's just something we do as part of our you know, business process. But I don't think you're going to get qualified for a revolving line of credit with a 6% interest, right?
Revolving line of credit, what do you require us for qualifying to that?
Right. So if we were to qualify you for a revolving line of credit, we'd probably start you with something like $20,000, maybe, and you need a 720 credit score.
If I put my daughter, because 6% is, you know, it's a low interest. Then
do
it, yeah.
I'm saying that you shouldn't expect that. Because if we put your daughter on the business, you know, she's got to have some ownership and sign for the loan, right?
Yeah.
She has to have some
stake. It's fine. She will do it.
Okay. How much of your business are you going to give her?
I give her, you know, if you require a 50%, I give her a 50%. It's my daughter. I'm not going to, you know, she's not going to go, you know, behind my back and do something, you know.
We're not concerned about that. That's your daughter.
She's willing to sign for me. She's willing to sign for me, so, you know, to help me out, so I don't have to pay extra interest just with my kind of, you know, of a credit score.
Right, okay. Okay, I just want to be clear, because there's always, we can see how far back the ownership goes. If you switch her, if you file the paperwork to switch ownership over to her today, right, we'll see that she was just added today, and that the business goes back to 1994, and it's you and your wife. What I want to say is, we'll try to qualify you for one of our lines of credit, but what's more, realistic to expect is more of a traditional bank term loan, right? It's not going to be a revolving line of credit with a compounding interest rate. What I'm talking about is a normal business loan.
It's
a term, right? There's a fixed payment, a fixed interest rate.
Okay, it's fine. If the interest rate is normal, I will be interested.
Okay, what's normal?
I don't know, 10% or less.
Okay,
if we are going into the 20 and 30%, I'm not interested.
Right, of course. So what I'm trying to get at is, if you can turn your inventory in 60 days, and this is to buy the inventory, why do you want a two-year loan?
Because I need to rebuy, and what I'm asking in money is not much. It's not much.
Right.
What I want to do is, you know, to keep buying more and more and more with the profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The two-year loans, you know, it's just like your car, your mortgage. The longer the term, the more interest you're going to pay. And so that's why I want to keep this the lowest interest rate possible for you. So that's why I think, well, we should at least explore, you know, 12-month and 15-month options. Because even if you can flip your inventory, you know, six times in a year, you know, every 60 days, you know, you said 45 to 60. Even if you take 90 days to turn it, we can flip your inventory four times in a year. It wouldn't make sense to pay the extra interest to go out 2 years, right? I just want to give you the best option possible, right? I want to give you the best loan I can.
Okay.
So I think it's worth exploring. I'll show you the difference. I'll get you the longest term we can, and should compare it to a year, and I think you'll see a big difference, and maybe it'll be worth it and get you more of a normal, you know, interest rate. But who do you use for your business bank account?
Total Bank.
Total Bank?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not familiar with them. Have you gone to them?
Total Bank.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
How come you don't go to them for a loan?
I don't know. It didn't get into my mind to go to them. I can go tomorrow and ask them.
Okay,
because,
I think
you know, you send me so many emails, Bank of Cardiff send me so many emails. And I have another business that is high-end audio, and that's why I know you, because originally you offered me several kind of loans to buy equipment, to buy audio equipment, and I was never be able to really finance anything with you. So I wanted to give it a shot and see what can you offer me, because I know you have several kind of loans. So
we do.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Now another option, I don't know. how much do you finance into a car, into a used car, if you refinance? I don't know if you do it. This could be another option.
Right. We do not finance automobiles.
Okay.
We do work with car dealerships. And when dealerships, Molly, we have actually a special program for that. And for used cars, used car dealerships, we do have a program for you. But
okay.
So it's an option. But as far as Piazza Optical, how much do you typically do in year to year for revenues, your gross annual sales?
How much do I gross? About $750,000 a year.
Okay. And so for so far this year, you're tracking to do about the same?
I'm trying to do more.
Okay. And so far, you're on your way to do more, maybe 800?
About, 5 to 10% more, yes.
Oh, nice. Okay, excellent. All right. Okay. And the best email address for you?
It's, I'm going to give you my new email. So let's see. It's Silvano, S-I-L-V-A-N-O, at piazzaoptical.com.
Okay. Silvano, I'm going to email you what we need to start the approval process, okay? So for Piazza Optical, before I send you this email, I'm going to check with underwriting and see if we can add your daughter first.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
If we do that, we'll still need the paperwork, of course, to show that she's an owner. So we might have to wait until you get that completed, right? But I'll check with underwriting before I send this email. And then we'll need to look at bank statements to analyze the cash flow, make sure you can afford the loan, obviously, you know. And, a couple pages out of your most recent tax return. Have you filed for 2015 yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so 2014 will be fine. Okay, and then also in the email you'll have my direct line so you can reach me anytime with questions, and also my email and obviously and fax number.
Okay, so you'll send me an email with your direct line and email and everything, right?
Right, I'll send a copy of the application that's pretty much filled out. And what's your daughter's name?
Jasmine Sakal. J-A-Z-M-I-N.
Okay. And your wife's legal name, is it Salem?
Salem Sakal.
Okay, Adriana. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, Silvano, I'll get this email off to you. I'll talk to you via underwriter first, and I'll get the email off to you in about 20 minutes or so, okay?
Okay, I will reply to you tomorrow because I'm leaving. Here is like 6 o'clock, 6:07. Mm-hmm. So, what is your name?
Yeah, my name is Nick Chapman.
Nick. Okay, Nick Chapman.
Chapman, yes.
Oh. Okay, Nick. So I look forward to your email and I will reply to you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you, Silvana. Talk to you soon.